For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team swept Bowling Green last weekend. We'll head on the road to Northern Michigan this weekend, joined by freshman defenseman Zach Whitecloud. Freshman from Brandon, Manitoba, scored your first goal. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Some fans may have been surprised to see a rookie out there on that number one power play, and the first time that you guys went on the man advantage last weekend. Obviously shows the coaches have confidence in you. What have you done to earn that?
You got to be confident with the puck. The biggest thing I think is going out there and not being afraid to make mistakes, because the biggest part of a power play is having that instinct to shoot and take the shots when you're given. You can't be afraid to shoot the puck, and you got to move pucks quick, and you got to always be using your noggin, right? So I think the biggest part is moving pucks quick and making the right decision every time. That's the biggest key to success on that power play.
Your partner is Justin Beaudry. How long does it take to get used to a new D partner?
I don't know. I think there's a little Manitoba connection there. Juice has definitely helped me a lot. He's constantly talking to me in practice, and he's one of those guys where he's going to tell me what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right. He's going to tell me what we need to do to be successful, and I think we're both on the same page, and we're both. He knows I'm very much learning the game, he's teaching me all his wisdom that he learned in his year last year, and I have a lot to thank for that guy, because he really encourages me to be better, and let him know what he can do to make me better, and what we can do to be successful as a partnership.
Every coach teaches the game differently. They may say the same thing, but in different ways. How long does that take to get used to three new coaches for you?
All the coaches on the BSU team here do a really good job. And like I said in the interview the other night, right now I'm just being a sponge, soaking up all the knowledge that I can, and always listening and working 100%, 110% in practice. And going from coaches from junior to college isn't a new switch, because you are always having new coaches as you grow up, right? You just got to constantly listen, constantly take their advice, and incorporate that advice into your game. And everyone trusts them on our team. That's the biggest thing. Everyone trusts our coaches, because they know what they're doing, and they've all been there before. And everything they say is coming from experience, and very good experience. So.
Coming from Canada, how much did you know about the other teams in the WCHA before you got here?
I definitely had to do my research. A couple years ago, I didn't really know too much about college hockey. So, I'm getting used to everything, like conferences and things like that. But I've got a very good understanding of it now, and kind of how things work. So just still learning and, just making those adjustments.
What kind of a captain is Charlie O'Connor?
Chuck is one of a kind, very vocal guy, very respectful. He was always helping the young guys, keeping everyone in line. Everyone has the utmost respect for Charlie, and that's the biggest thing. Like a guy that you can respect that much and trust that much, he's an unbelievable captain.
Looking forward to your first road trip?
Absolutely. I'm trying to make the you never want to assume everything, right? Because that's what my parents always told me. Don't assume everything's a given. Nothing's a given. So as far as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week goes, I'm just fighting for my roster spot to make that travel team. And, nobody's spot's a given going into a road trip. Once you think that, I think that's the wrong mindset. Whether you're a first, second, third, fourth line, fifth line guy, everyone's competing for that roster spot for the weekend, and that's what I'm trying to do right now, is be consistent in practice and work as hard as I can to make that weekend roster.
Great attitude. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.